cool.
All right. I'll just start it out. Okay, so I'm here to talking about Starship Troopers Invasion with Ed Neumeier, Casper Van Dien, and
Shinji Aramaki.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
Joseph Chow.
Okay. Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Well,
good.
Have you been to Comic-Con before?
Yes.
Yeah. Many times.
I imagine so. I saw the, I believe, the premiere of the trailer back at WonderCon, and I remember seeing it, and I was like, there's a new Starship Troopers movie coming out? That's exciting. I wanted to see that, and I saw it was a CG movie, so I figured, well, now they can really kind of go deeper with the Starship Troopers universe. So I'm wondering, how did you guys come aboard to this project?
Well, the project originated because... part of it is I'm a producer on a new project, and I was looking for the next one. I need a job. I need to put the foot on. To be serious, Director Aramaki and I, we were actually looking for a new project to take on, coming off of Halo Legends, and we really wanted to do something that went wider than the traditional audience that we had. And also, you know, but that couldn't be just anything, but it had to be something that we, you know, he'd be passionate about. So while searching for the partner, I mean, obviously we were talking with Tony Ishizuka, who's Sony executive that we've been working with. And, you know, the first thing that came up, like when I said the name Sony, is like Starship Troopers, you know, so, we've asked Tony, and then Tony said, well, that's funny that you mention it, because, you know, he was the one who was handling, sequels to the original, the first movie. And then, one thing led to another, spoke to these guys, and they were cool with it. And the next thing you know, we were actually working on the film itself.
Great.
Yeah.
Big drug.
Yes.
All right, clear.
Cool. Can you talk about... adding elements from the original novel back into the film? I know in the first theatrical film, you could only do so much because you have obviously budget issues and what have you, but this one has obviously like the suits and what have you. Like, can you talk about bringing some of the more the elements from the novel?
Yes, you're right. In the first one, we could not really afford to do suits the way we can do them now. You know, we played around with suits in one of the live action sequels, but when I saw Appleseed, which was directed by director Aramaki here, I thought, oh, okay, now we're in for something good, because he can really make that stuff look great. I know you've seen the movie, but the power armor and the armor in the movie is just lovely now. It's fantastic.
I wish we had it in an original Starship Troopers or Starship Troopers 3, even. It's fantastic to see that, and I hope someday we can mold it into something that we can do together. I could wear that outfit.
Or we could just have it at home to play with.
Right? Yeah, but put it on for Halloween, or just, you know, go out on a date with my wife.
Okay. So Ed and Casper, you're both executive producers on the film. Yeah. How did you? Because you kind of explained how they got involved, but can you talk about your involvement in the project?
Well, sure. I was asked to come and sort of consult, and a friend of mine, Flint Dilley, was the writer that was working with Joseph. And he would—he once made me listen to the entire script read out loud to him over the phone, or to me, and I thought it was great. And I got to have whatever input I wanted, but yeah, I didn't actually have that much input because these guys were really, you know, they knew the world, they knew what they wanted to do, and they loved the world. And that's all you can really ask for with creative collaboration, you know, just that people love it and want to do it.
I think he's, he wrote Starship Troopers, and he did. He did an amazing job, and they've, you know, Flint took a lot of the aspects of what he's done and just, you know, combined them in together, and then they asked me, maybe because I was the voice of it in the first and third, my contribution was going, oh, that looks amazing, oh my God, yes, oh, how cool. So, you know, I just got to see, you know, this from a different point of view, you know, from being behind the scenes and looking what these guys did. They're incredible, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I was thrilled to be asked, and I hope we continue to do it and grow and do more. And
we're
I would love
to get them to do RoboComics.
Yeah,
he'll be the voice.
Okay.
He'd make a great RoboComics.
I mean, come on. He's
put that on record, please.
That'd be cool to see.
I would.
Yeah. So where does, okay, so this film, obviously you've had prior Starship Troopers films before. Where does this film take place in the Starship Troopers universe, I guess?
Well, it could almost be the end of the world. Mm-hmm. The fans will have to see what happens because it gets pretty serious.
Okay. How long did it take to make the film?
It took about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, once the script was finished. he wanted to make sure that he please points out. Once the script was finished, it took about a year and a half.
Were there multiple animation houses involved in putting it together?
No.
Yeah. Actually, he was very busy for a year and a half.
It's just him.
We work with a lot of partners, but it was run by. It was actually the first title coming out of our studio that we started together just recently.
What's the name of the studio?
Sola Digital Arts.
Yeah. What was the biggest challenge in making the film?
それはあのあれですね、そのやっぱりまあ何度も同じこと言いますけど、やっぱりそのあのスタッシュプルパーズのファンにちゃんとこう納得してもらえるようなルックを作って、でしかも新しいアドベンチャーを作らなきゃいけないっていうことがやっぱり一番大きなチャレンジだと思います。
So, you know, he doesn't even hesitate actually, he's answering that, but it's really to make a film that the fans can buy into. Okay, this is Starship Troopers. That was the biggest challenge for him.
Cool.
Yeah. I know, we're blown through your
questions. I know.
Sorry.
For Ed and Casper, what was the coolest thing for you guys to see in the final product?
I think that I don't want to keep going on about how great the armor and the machinery looks and how cool.
Which it is.
It really is. It's really neat, but I almost feel like that takes away from the other achievement of the movie. And the achievement was that the fans that we saw see it last night, just, you know, they loved it. They were with it the whole way through, and they thought it was great. So that's always, to me, the nicest thing is, oh, we got something out there that the fans like.
Yeah, it's the, I'd like to give an intelligent answer, but it's the armor. The same reason why I fell in love with the book when I read it. I thought when I read Starship Troopers and I go, wow, I must have been this really a bright kid to understand the sense of humor and satire that Ed had written into the script. And then when I went back and reread the novel by Heinlein, I went, oh no, it was the power suits. That's it. It's why I liked it as a kid. It's why I like it as a man. It's the power suits, and he's really, you know, who better to get than this man right here, Shinji Aramaki, to do the power suits and really make a dream come true, a childhood dream come true.
But it's you know, you got to think about how important that book was because of, I mean, not just, there are other important themes in there, but really that concept of power suit, you know, dropping off from this, you know, from the space, you know, I mean, that basically, you know, it was new. Nobody thought of that before, right? And then that actually had a huge impact on him when he was in high school. It had a huge impact on a slew of anime creators, you know, his generation. So the greatest generation of all the, anime creators, really all were influenced by that.
When I was in Japan
concept.
Recently, a year or two ago, they showed me a book, an old copy of Starship Troopers. It was in Japanese. But there was a famous drawing, I wonder if you guys saw this, that they all talked about, which was that the power suit was so powerful, but it was so delicate it could pick up an egg. Mm-hmm. And that was the drawing that everybody told. I wish I'd heard that because we should have put that in the original original movie. In fact, we need an egg somewhere. because that is that true, Shinji, that everybody remembers that drawing from the book?
そうです。それが今日本ですごい大人気のジャブロボットアニメ、今の人気あるんですけど、ガンダムっていうのがあるんですけど、それの、元になったコンセプトになった全員がそのパウスですね。
So I guess I'm gonna add a little more to what he said just to give a context. Yes, it is true. Just to explain how much impact it had. There's a title called Mobile Suit Gundam in Japan, which is almost like a Mickey Mouse over there. It's an icon in Japan, and it's a huge business even to this day. Now, if you look at that, it's called Mobile Suit for a reason. And before, there used to be, you know, giant robots and Transformers, which he was one of the original designers of, by the way. They're giant robots before, but really, you know, I mean, the mecha as a weapon, like, nobody really thought of that. So when that came about, that came out, actually, that whole idea came about because of Starship Troopers' power suit idea. So that basically changed, actually, the course of the sci-fi anime in Japan, actually.
Very cool. Let's see. Any plans for the future of the franchise? Any more spin-off movies? Any comic books on the way? Or any?
Yes.
By default. There's a video game that's coming out with this one. And there's this movie. And they are talking about, if this one is successful, they're talking about doing another one. Perhaps in 3D, I heard them saying. Which would be really interesting. And they're going to reboot the live-action feature in a few years at Sony.
Yeah,
so
I heard that.
We're going to have some more Starship Troopers, whether we like it or not.
It would be great if they did a series as well. And I hope we do a comic.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. We'd be all of us would be up for it.
And for people that would like to know more, when does this get released on a Blu-ray?
Like to know more.
Of course. Classic question.
When does it get released on?
7/21 theatrically in Japan. That would be the first opening. Out on Blu-ray and DVD and all the home entertainment options here on 8/28.
Great. Yeah. And last thing, what is the only good kind of bug?
A dead bug!
Dead bug.
Kill them all!
Thank you, guys.
I'm nice.
Thank you.